I don't know what we're going to talk about because we just had an 8-minute conversation about pants, elastics, donuts in Europe, pasta, all types of good stuff with our next guest.
I know.
Kelly Cashmer with Nothing Pink. Kelly, good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me today.
Now, we're going to talk about some important stuff.
I'm going to stay out of this.
Very important. No, I need you on this one, Patty. Okay. I need you on this one. But Kelly, let's talk about Nothing Pink. If people are not familiar with this organization, tell us about this.
Yeah, sure. It's been 12 years now, which is wild to think about. The organization specifically supports women who are navigating a breast or gynecological cancer diagnosis. We are right off of Celanese, so it's easy to find us. Really primarily focus on the hereditary component. However, we do have a lot of support group members who have no family history but have a diagnosis, and we are happy to help them as well. So we do about 12 to 15 support programs in-house every month. We offer virtual support. We do surgical care packages just to make sure that the individual is ready for what's about to happen and big surgery decisions. But something really exciting that we started just recently is we have a child life specialist. And that's really been a unique but also really sweet thing that we've been able to add to Nothing Pink. So she actually meets with the children of a mom who's going through a cancer diagnosis.
I think sometimes that is overlooked, but it makes such an impact on a family. My niece just recently is cancer-free, and where's your hair, mommy? Can't you put your hair back on? You know, things like that. A child specialist would help you navigate those questions. I'm just curious. Sometimes a cause we choose and sometimes a cause chooses us. Why did you decide that this was so important that you wanted to create a foundation to help other women?
Great question. So 13 years ago, I was 31. Important part of the story, just because I was 9 years away from my first recommended mammogram. So I went in, had a regular doctor's appointment. They encouraged me to do genetic testing, which would show if I had any kind of a elevated risk to develop cancer. I went in, had the test. 2 weeks later, found out that I was BRCA2 positive, which essentially meant that I had an 86% chance of developing breast cancer, 64% chance of developing ovarian cancer. So wasn't really an if, but more of a when. Went in for all of my baseline scans, and 2 weeks later, found out that I had stage 2 triple negative breast cancer.
Unbelievable. Yeah,
so just
at 31 years old.
31, not, you know, on the radar. My girls were 1 and 3 at the time. The people in my family who had cancer were over the age of 60. My grandmother was 90 when she had ovarian cancer. Just definitely not something on my radar. I was a young mom, focused on my girls, not myself. So, you know, for me, the test 100% saved my life. And so I really wanted to just get this information out there, get the conversation started about what genetic testing means, getting on a better medical treatment path if you do have any kind of hereditary risk, and just trying to help as many people as possible.
We're talking to Kelly Cashmer of Nothing Pink. You guys also have a big event coming up this month. September the 19th. Tell us about that.
Sure. So we are super excited. We normally host this event in Rock Hill, so we're making the leap to Charlotte.
Okay.
Couple zip codes away. So we're super excited. It's going to be at the Revelry in Camp North End. So it's really a formal evening. We do not fundraise during the year, so this is really our one time a year fundraiser where you know, the money we raise directly goes back to support our community. And, you know, as much as we do serve the greater Charlotte, North and South Carolina, our big population of support group members are right here in our hometown.
I wonder, you know, when it comes to Nothing Pink, it's an interesting name chosen when we all sometimes think about breast cancer and pink go together, you know, like that's the color of breast cancer. And you chose to be a rebel, Nothing Pink. What caused, you know, where did that come from? What was your thinking?
Yeah, I guess, you know, when you think about the color pink, what do you think of?
Breast cancer.
And does it make you feel any fuzziness inside when you're thinking about breast cancer?
Probably not if I had lost someone that I loved. Yeah. I might. Yeah,
yeah.
I see. It might bring back some sad memories.
It does. And it's like, you know, with my girls being 1 and 3, our correlation with that color was a lot of positive things, right? Mm-hmm. Disney princesses and, you know, Barbies, bubblegum. And for me, being diagnosed in October, of course, you know, there was pink everywhere. And I just had a really hard time connecting with that color with all of the roadblocks and difficult things that I was facing. So for me, it just, you know, I respect the ribbon. I respect the color. It's really a bummer because pink literally looks good on every person.
Right, right.
It's a shame I don't get to wear it anymore. But it really was just the disconnect on what I was going through and how positive that color typically is.
I think you touched on something that a lot of people feel. They just don't quite know how to articulate it. Into words. And also, I think sometimes there's it's easy to be very pragmatic about, well, just get a mastectomy or just go get a hysterectomy. But for the person who is doing that, it having someone that has gone through that before or encouraging answering questions can be so very important. Yeah. What have you found in the community in terms of connecting on that level?
I think it's been really organic. It's phenomenal to see that whether you are a what we call a previvor, who's somebody who has a genetic mutation but does not have a cancer diagnosis, so they've been with somebody who in their family has struggled, or a survivor who's making those big decisions, it's really cool to see this organic situation happen within our community. And it's not an easy decision. It's a huge decision, and it's not to be taken lightly. And I think that's what makes our organization so special, is that we are providing this safe space for women to come together who would have probably never met one another.
Correct.
And be able to talk through these conversations, be vulnerable, but also have the support of others knowing, you know, I'm going through this too.
How do you approach this with your doctor? I mean, and a lot of times you get a pushback like, it's not in your family, you're fine, you're young, blah, blah, blah. But you just feel like you want to have this conversation. Any ideas?
Yeah. I mean, I will say, like, power to women, because 12 years ago versus where we're at now, we are 100% like making decisions for ourselves. We are being advocates for ourselves. We're making medical decisions with our doctors, not being told by our doctors. And I think to see that just growth and evolution over the years has been so powerful for me as a woman, to see other women standing up for themselves and saying, hey, I know you're giving me this medical information. Ultimately, it's my choice. So highly encourage second opinions. And we're seeing that. We're seeing women saying, I get it. I hear your medical advice. Not sure how I feel about it. I'm going to go speak to another doctor. And they may end up back at that original doctor. But just having that empowerment to say, ultimately, it's my body, it's my life, it's my decision, has been really cool to see just evolve over the years.
That's wonderful. Mm-hmm.
Very good. All right. So one last time with Kelly Cashmore of Nothing Pink. Tell us about that event and how people can get tickets.
Yes, absolutely. So go to nothingpink.org. You'll see the gala front and center. We encourage everybody to come out and support us. Of course, again, you know, as much as we serve North and South Carolina, we have a huge focus here in Rock Hill. So this is our home. We've made that very clear. And a lot of our members are part of this area. So just check us out on our website, grab some tickets, and it's a wonderful evening out. It's a formal event, date night or girls' night.